This is the English Word Doctor writing as the New Media Curmudgeon, Series 2, 03174, Identification. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue, the guys who beat the tech in the truck, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. But first, who says Harry doesn't have a sense of humor?
Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tech tips and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now.
Tonight on ABC National News, a demonstration of AI by menu. After photographing the interior of the industrial break room refrigerator, this version of AI suggested spreading two slices of bread with mayo to make a strawberry sandwich. This AI must be a vegan because it ignored a package of sliced cheese in favor of the aforementioned strawberries. AI gets an A in imagination, but an F in the terms of appeal. Despite the mayo, any strawberry sandwich is going to be messy before you begin. Check your napkin supply. If this is the best that AI can do, Stuttgart passes. There are already so many dome stadiums in America, making hosting any Super Bowl a generational event. Before we begin roofing over Titan Stadium, we need to recall all those roofs that have failed: Connecticut, Syracuse, and Milwaukee. It's another pie in the sky, like a previous administration's tunnel to nowhere, or the famous Amazon fiasco. We signed up for HQ 2.0 and got HQ 2.3. Here is what Road to Nowhere had to say about Amazon, and here I quote, "This entrepreneurial governance model of laying the red carpet for corporations and providing whatever was necessary to entice them while ignoring the needs of residents may have reached its apotheosis when Amazon launched a competition in 2017, creating a frenzy where more than 200 cities across North America competed to sell themselves." End of quote. Road to Nowhere, copyright 2022, page 200. Editor's note, with the exception of Queens, New York, who didn't want their stinking low-paying wages. Who can forget these nasty scooters littering the landscape and welcome our guests with 24-hour meter enforcement, along with the famous 37% tax increase to aid tornado victims? It's part of the penalty we must pay for being led by dopes. The very latest in our orgy of sports spending is improvements to the Speedway on the same footprint as our soccer stadium, whose battle cry is, "There ain't no parking, Bubba!" While we are focused on our visitors having a good time, let me remind you of the following, and again I quote, "So far this year, 217 guns have been stolen from vehicles in Nashville. 19 were taken from autos just last week. The total number of guns stolen this year in Davidson County is 282, which means that 76% of guns stolen so far in 2023 have been taken from automobiles, going hand in hand with vehicle burglars and vehicle theft. A review of last week's stolen vehicles reports in Nashville shows that 60% of the automobiles taken, 30 of 50, were easy targets because the keys were left inside or made available to thieves. End of quote. Thank you, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The formerly august New York Times slips further into obscurity. Writing an opinion on the recent Silicon Valley banking fiasco, here's their take. And again, I quote, "And the tech sector is famously full of libertarians who like to denounce big government right up to the minute they themselves needed government aid." End of quote. Thank you, Paul Krugman, 0314. For that little insight, they may award themselves another Pulitzer Prize. The mavens of the tech sector are only plutocrats like Mark Zuckerberg and limousine liberals like Bill Gates of Microsoft. True to form, Bill Gates once threatened to sue a group in Arizona known as the Homebrew Club at the dawn of the digital age. The Innovators, copyright 2015, page 311. The recent bank tech failures are more like Enron's. There's no there than General Motors. And here I quote, "too big to fail." Except in that case, Government Motors was more about saving the pensions of the UAW, read Democrat voters. It has one local effect. A bank has announced a 4.5% interest on new savings accounts.
This is Lily Hudson from LilyHudson.com with your healthy eating tip of the week. Okay, so sometimes you need the comfort food. Sometimes you've had a tsunami of a bad day. Your boss is going crazy, you're PMSing, all that stress, the kids are nuts, and you need that comfort food. But before you start stuffing your mouth or making four double grilled cheese sandwiches, slow down. What is it you really want and need? Maybe you need a break. Maybe you need a walk, call a friend, pet your cat. There's a lot of other ways to de-stress than with food. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. Consider this recent headline, and here I quote, "A Florida startup announces data centers on the moon," end of quote. Who's going to change the batteries every 48 months? Or perhaps they'll use a long extension cord. Maybe they will transmit electric power wirelessly a la Nikola Tesla. See today's avatar. Speaking of Nikola Tesla, he was a genius, Elon Musk not so much. Elon was astonished to learn he could not buy Twitter with Bitcoin. It wasn't many years ago millennials believed that the road to success led through the formation of nonprofit foundations. Ask Jill Biden. We may have been lulled into a false sense of security by the rise of the gig economy. Not every big idea is a moneymaker, and fundamentals don't change. It's as one wag once remarked about Los Angeles. There's no there there. Besides, why should I take financial advice from a moribund source, or even my local barista who has an MFA and the resultant enormous college loans? the world still turns on a single axis. Buy low, sell high. Fundamentals always matter.
What do you want, a free lesson in police work? Well then, you just fulfilled the first rule of law enforcement. Make sure when your shift is over, you go home alive. Here endeth the lesson.
Michigan governor confirms the idea we are being led by dopes. Yes, we've lost control of the language. Plain English under assault by a political dimwit. Back in the dim dark days of the past, we would say lightweight, but this latest pronouncement takes the whole biscuit. Governor Whitmore says, and here I quote, "We will not block access to gender-affirming surgery," end of quote. Translation, mutilation is okay.
Hi, this is Fran Myers with Visitation Hospital Foundation based in Nashville, Tennessee. We built and support the Visitation Clinic, an outpatient medical facility in southwest Haiti. As you know, this is the area that was affected by the August earthquake this year. Our clinic was built by American standards and withstood the earthquake, but buildings and homes and towns surrounding us were greatly affected. People continue to live under tarps as buildings are unsafe. We have seen an influx of new patients in the area as our clinic is closest that was not destroyed. We are in desperate need of funding for medications and medical supplies, and your donations are greatly needed. Please help us help our Haitian brothers and sisters. Visit our website at www.visitationhospital.org to make an online gift, or mail us a check to Visitation Hospital Foundation, 237 Old Hickory Boulevard, Suite 100, Nashville, Tennessee, 37221. Every gift matters. Please do it right now. Thank you.
Join me on Monday, Wizard of iPhone Speaks 0320, when I answer the question, who's the greatest black athlete of the 20th century? Is it Jesse Owen, Jackie Robinson, or Hank Aaron? This has been the English Word Doctor writing as the new media curmudgeon, Series 2, 03174, Identification.